Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend George Levy. George is a blockchain cryptocurrency expert. He's a very important senior instructor at the Blockchain Institute of Technology. George, thanks again for being here. One of the things that I'd like to get across, and I think you can help us with this, I want to make sure that our audience believes that they and their children and grandchildren will increasingly be using digital assets, digital payment systems, and which is not exactly the same thing as a cryptocurrency. You can be using the dollar with digital payment systems, or you can use cryptocurrency in digital payment systems. But you're going to have more digital in your future in terms of how you manage your financial assets. But how do we do that without hurting the sovereignty of the United States? That's my big concern. What do you think?
You know, it's an interesting play because you did bring up a distinction between a digital payment and actually paying with a cryptocurrency. So a perfect example of a digital payment is you go to your local Subway shop and you go and you pay for a sandwich using a credit card. That's a digital payment. Many restaurants or places are saying, okay, we're not taking currency anymore. You have to pay with a card, right? Only digital payments with credit cards, for example, or Apple Pay, those things are allowed. Mm-hmm. They're trying to move you off the physical currency. Now, the thing about having a digital payment is that if I go and I buy anything, say I go into a gun shop and I go and I buy a gun and I pay, well, that's not used to gun because that's extreme. Let's go into cigarettes. I buy some cigarettes with cash. Nobody has to know that I bought cigarettes. I paid you with dollar mm-hmm. bills. You don't keep a track mm-hmm. record of it.
Right.
But if I pay with a credit card, there's a bank record of me paying
they
for cigarettes.
They know where you were.
They know exactly when you were there and
what you bought.
And that's the difference between a digital payment and something like you could keep your money under the bed and then nobody really knows that you have that and you pay in cash. And that's why a lot of people think, well, no, Bitcoin's used for money laundering. No, it's not. For negative, like nefarious purposes, most people use cash. That's why you sent billions of dollars to Iran in cases. Mm-hmm. And that's actually a physical currency rather than actually a digital payment. So what I'm saying is that the digital payment is a way of tracking what people are doing, but it also presents a way where you can actually shut down your money supply. If the bank shuts down your account, you lost your money.
Mm-hmm.
That's different than the money under your bed.
Right. But if you've got a cryptocurrency, it's as vulnerable to a brownout or a grid collapse or something the bank or the government does. It's as vulnerable as digital currency, crypto is, right? Because
well,
it doesn't
exist
in the physical world.
For example, the U.S. Federal Reserve, we had actually several weeks ago, it went down for over 4 hours. All the banks were stuck. There were trillions of dollars that couldn't move between banks because it went down. Bitcoin has been up 99.99% of the time since the launch.
Mm-hmm.
That's because Bitcoin is decentralized. It's all over the world. It's a network of thousands and thousands of computers all around the world
right. That
there's no central entity controlling them. So even if you shut down parts of the Internet, other parts are still running. So unless you take down the entire Internet, which I guess in a dramatic extreme you could do that,
yeah,
there's no way to shut down Bitcoin.
But if you shut
so
down the
it's
grid,
always a battle
down,
between both.
If you shut down the electric grid, you're going to shut down the Internet because the Internet runs off electricity.
Absolutely, and that's intense.
But those are extreme examples. But back to my question, how do we grow? Mm-hmm. How do we not be Luddites? How do we grow cryptocurrency, digital payments? How do we increase that, improve that, and give people the anonymity that you I think you and I both desire? In other words, I buy the cigarettes with my $5 bill, not my $5 PayPal. How do we do that without weakening the sovereignty of the United States?
And that's the challenge. That's a very big challenge because the U.S. is also moving not just in digital payments. The U.S. is moving, like many other countries, into central bank digital currencies.
Yeah.
So one thing that's interesting is, for example, if I make payments with my credit card to buy cigarettes or whatever, that information is kept in my bank. At least there's an extra layer. But if I'm paying with a central bank digital currency, that's automatically, completely, the government has full visibility, transparency.
Right.
I don't even have the protection of my credit card company.
But if it's a cryptocurrency, it wouldn't necessarily have to come back to the government, would it? If they issued it, it'd have their code, wouldn't it?
If it's a cryptocurrency, it's different from a central bank digital currency from the standpoint a central bank would have full visibility of everything they're doing. They're controlling the ledger.
Yeah.
When it comes to Bitcoin, for instance, the Bitcoin ledger, nobody owns it. Yes, the records are on the public blockchain,
right. But
you don't know exactly that Jim Blasingame is the owner of this specific Bitcoin address.
They don't know that I own a $20 bill with a certain serial number. Same thing.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. So what I do want to focus on is the big opportunity. And I got to tell you what I wanted to say. This is probably one of the most exciting times when it comes to these digital assets because of these NFTs that I was telling you about. And what I want to tell you that's a big, big move. For example, Jack Dorsey, who's the CEO of Twitter, and he's a totally different topic.
Right.
What I will say is he invested $297 million to buy Jay-Z the musician, his Tidal streaming music service. And the reason is because what you're seeing is that the entire music industry, for example, whereas before it was killed by MP3s, because back then when the internet came along, the MP3 killed the music industry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you can create these digital assets that you can sell. And you can sell them for whatever you want. It's an amazing opportunity.
That's changing the publishing industry completely. I'm going to take a quick break and come right back with more. Folks, I know this is confusing, but little by little you're going to have to keep picking this up, and eventually you're going to have to understand it. We all are.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.